Message number 749. Today I bring great graces upon the world. Sunday, March 31, 2013 at 06:40 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, today I bring great graces upon the world as I rejoice because at the faith that exists despite the trials and tribulations which God's children have to endure in the world at this time. I renew the face of the earth today and fill the souls of those who believe in me, their beloved Jesus Christ, Redeemer of all humanity, with my Holy Spirit. Rejoice and ignore the torment which is being unleashed by Satan. Instead, humble yourself before me and place all your trust in my mercy, and I will protect you from harm. You must know that all power is mine. The evil one and those he enslaves have no power over me. But their influence will destroy many of those who leave themselves open to the deceit of the beast. My kingdom awaits you in all its glorious splendor, and this time is almost upon you. Spread out my followers, multiply in groups, and proclaim the word of God, the truth which is contained in the Holy Bible. You must now go back to the Gospels and remind people of its contents, for therein lies the Word of God. Many new laws will be brought into your nations where my Father's book will become impossible to access. You must never accept these laws because they deny me. When you have no access to my teachings, your children will not know me. When my teachings, the laws of God, become outlawed, then you will know that it will be by the hand of Satan that your governments are being guided. You must not allow yourselves to be taken like slaves. You must not succumb to absurd laws which deny your free will. Never forget that you were born with the gift of free will, a gift from God. Any man who takes away your free will denies God. Any government or nation which denies you your free will to bear witness to God is being guided by Satan. You, my beloved followers, have been duped by satanic influences through those nations which control your banks, your governments, and your access to food. The time will come when they will make you suffer even more than you do now, but suddenly and unexpectedly will come a severe chastisement which will render those government and their powers useless. God's intervention will be swift, and those evil sects will crawl on their hands and knees screaming in terror at the punishment which will befall them for their evil deeds. You, my cherished followers, must trust me and remain strong. Today I bless you with a special gift, the gift of perseverance. You will know that you have been given this gift, for your patience will be impenetrable. Your determination to do my holy will surprise even you, and when the time comes for you to openly profess your witness to my second coming, you will have no fear left. Instead, love for me will manifest itself as a special love for your brothers and sisters. You will now see them as they appear in the eyes of my Father as little ones. Your heart will swell in love, and this will shake you, for you will feel love in your hearts even for those enemies who rule over your nations by the command of the beast. This love will convert the souls of those with hatred in their souls. Your prayers for such souls will grant them immunity from the punishment they would otherwise have faced on the day of punishment when I come to judge. This gift of perseverance which I give you today will save souls, for every gift I bring has only one objective, and that is to save all souls so that we can unite as one holy family in the new paradise on earth. Your Jesus.